Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.
Ted, there's a void in my heart. The last week, there's been nothing going on.
There's been nothing going on. People have nothing to listen to.
Yeah, and I think today they were expecting something that they weren't going to get.
Yeah, they were expecting to chuckle, but they're not going to chuckle.
Don't even say that word.
Don't even say
it.
Don't
even
mention
it. It's a slur on this podcast. Chucklers. Oh, shit.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. Bleep that out. Bleep that out, Emma. Bleep that out.
Our lovely listeners who will be named in time.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, everyone, to the episode number one of the Take It Easy podcast. I'm Ted.
I'm Tucker.
And we're here in my childhood basement in Massachusetts filming the first ever episode of our new podcast starring two lovely boys who are refugees from a podcast of another time of 4 years. And we've decided that, you know, Tucker doesn't want to go back to the 9 to 5.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. So we need to do something to keep him and his lovely wife, Emma, employed.
And if I were to go back, I'd be blue collar, and you don't want me having that kind of leverage over you.
No, I can't have you having the blue collar leverage. Yeah. This will be actually now, for those of you listening out there, you're used to a lot of white collar podcasts. I mean, you know, there's Fearand, there's The Yard. Oh. They're all white collar podcasts.
Big money.
Mm. Yeah.
New money, rich money.
Look at our set right now. Can you get any more blue collar?
It doesn't get more blue collar than apples to apples.
It doesn't. That's very true. And it gets even, you know, even more blue collar? Malarkey.
Scattergories.
Yeah.
A 1,000-piece puzzle. Rich people aren't doing puzzles.
Taboo.
Cards Against Humanity.
Absolutely.
Scrabble.
Little family. Oh, yeah.
VHS.
Also, proof that this is the tape of my sister, Emily Tucker Nivison's christening. My sister's middle name is Tucker, and they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me.
I think I knew that, but it was just more fun to convince Emma that it wasn't true.
Yeah. So,
and she believed it until
right
today.
Right up until we were setting this up.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me just a little bit about this guy right here?
I don't
know. Emma and I have been wondering,
I'll be honest,
is that supposed to be you?
You know, and you know something I'm going to bring back and I'm going to keep doing?
What?
Audio listeners love you to death. There's a
that's a good one.
There's like this little guy. This is definitely a dog toy, is what this is.
No,
look at its condition.
A child playing with that over the years.
Yeah, like with its mouth. Then it would get to this. Yeah, it's got like matted hair and stuff. I don't know what it is.
This doesn't have hair for the audio listeners.
Fur.
It's all one texture.
Yeah,
it's matted hair.
Yeah, I mean it's matted though. Don't smell it. Don't smell it.
I don't think this is a dog toy. I think this was yours.
I think this is
the condition that you let this
I'm not in. Like a Victorian child. Like, that's not... this is the kind of toy that a kid that would, like, that grew up loving clowns would have. They'd be like, okay. Yeah, I mean, it kind of looks like you.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Tucker looks like.
This is my son.
Yeah. What's his name?
T-Bone Jr.
T-Bone?
Yeah. T-Bone Jr.
Implying that you go by T-Bone?
It was on a Christmas gift of mine yesterday from my sister.
Who's calling you T-Bone?
I think
I've
my
never
dad.
Heard this before.
I think my dad. Not as much. Not so as much these days.
Okay.
Have you never been called that? You're a T guy.
I get called. I think maybe like TJ.
Where's the J coming
Teddy
from?
Teddy Jr.
Oh, yeah. I never heard you get called TJ.
Yeah, because it's like an ancient. It's an ancient name. I've gone by many terms.
Who
sort of like
you?
An ancient god. There's my ego coming out.
Yeah.
No, but
I
used to go by Teddy, or you know, I've been testing out with Theo a little bit lately.
No, Theo's not coming out.
Well, okay. Welcome everyone to the Take It Easy podcast. This is our first ever episode. We're so excited to have you here. We'll hope you stay here for a while. This is a new podcast on a new channel. This is the first time that we've ever this is the first project that Tucker and I have ever engaged in on our own together. So
yeah, fully invested.
Yeah.
Fully realized.
Yeah, so
joint venture.
You know, we're starting. This is a new grassroots project. We hope you'll join us on this
Trust
journey.
Me, you're gonna want to get in at the beginning.
Yeah, get in early. It's kind of like investing, guys. This is the best investing that you could ever do in your whole life. So get in early. You know,
get addicted now.
Mm.
So it's hard to get you off it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not. I mean, not that you're gonna want to get off it.
No,
you're gonna want to be a part of this for a long time.
So follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on here. Subscribe here. Turn on notifications.
You're going to want them
Every week we will be doing a podcast. And trust me, it's going to happen every week because this one needs it to live. Edited by Emma, who also needs it to live. And I put on my first episode special today. I've got my cowboy boots.
Alligator.
Got them at a vintage store. Yeah, get a good shot of that. These are nice.
Those are pretty cool.
This is sort of like peak fashion era that I'm rocking right now.
You're like critical mass fashion era.
Yeah. I'm
rings,
like walking around that
mustache,
house.
Alligator boots.
Exactly.
Crop top.
Oh, yeah.
Wide leg pants.
You know it. What else?
Big hair.
Oh,
messy.
Large. It's messy, large.
Circle glasses. I think that's where it all started.
It did kind of start with the circle glasses because I used to have the square glasses.
Yeah. You used to have rectangular prisms.
Yeah. Rectangular prisms, but now
what's
I've
the belt
the,
look like? What's the belt?
I'm not wearing a belt.
Well, that's got to be one of the final pieces.
I
bracelet.
Yeah, I got a bracelet. I got the.
What about one ear piercing?
I've been thinking about it.
Really?
I mean, it would be kind of hot, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. Men disgust me.
They are pretty nasty, aren't they?
Except for like, there's a few. Do you think Tom Hanks is handsome? Wait, is that who I was talking about last night? Who was I talking about?
You were talking about the dirty.
Oh, Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs. Do you think he's handsome?
I think he's blue collar handsome.
Yeah, right?
I think he's like, oh, he'll carry me to bed if I'm too tired.
Let me tell you about a little predicament I found myself in Christmas dinner.
Okay.
I was talking with my sister and my stepmom, and they were like, have you seen Dirty Jobs? I was like, oh, I love Dirty Jobs. Mike Rowe, he's so handsome. And they were like, what?
Who said this? You did?
My stepmom and my sister. Well, I said he's so handsome. Because he is.
Oh, you're the one who brought it up.
Yeah. I'm talking 2010, Mike Rowe. And I said, don't worry. Dad will vouch. Dad thinks he's handsome, too. Dad comes in the room. I said, Dad, Mike Rowe, you know him? He said, yep. I said, do you think he's handsome? My dad's like, I don't find men attractive. He left me high and dry.
Yeah.
Right in front of the whole family.
Oh,
and
that's
unfortunate. They thought I was gay.
Well, here's the thing. You know, living in Los Angeles, I almost wish I was bi. You know?
Now that's a hot take right there.
Well, no, okay.
That's a lore drop right there.
But it,
hold on, I
got to
text the group chat.
No, but you got to understand. Let me explain myself here because I feel like that within my fashion era, that's the last level that I just can't achieve. Because you and I, we're both extraordinarily straight individuals. Like
extraordinarily,
you know?
It hurts sometimes.
I'm like
sometimes
I
see a guy
so much
I see a guy, he's so handsome, there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, the reason why I think this is that sometimes, like, I'll try to, like, estimate if a guy is attractive to women, and I'll be like, something like this, where it's like, this guy, he's handsome, isn't he? And the woman will be like, oh. And I'm like, okay, well,
what do they know?
Yeah, like, I thought he would hit, and maybe it's just my understanding of what it means to be attractive, and it's just like, There's a whole different. There's a whole
Does
different
it make
set of
you
rules.
Question your own choices for how you dress? Do you go, wow, what do I know?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing everything wrong. I mean, I feel like people are loving the mustache. People are coming to come. Are
you should talk about how adults, like our parents' age, can't handle it.
Yeah, no. The mustache has been definitely an interesting scenario when adults see it. None of them understand it, because like the last time they saw mustaches like this was like in the 70s when adults had it when they were kids, and they're like, I think like every other adult that sees this mustache, they're like, it's kind of like it's like a porn stash. I'm like, why do you all have the same perception of porn?
Yeah,
that
what
would lead you to understand?
What were you
this
guys
being
all
porn?
Watching?
Yeah, exactly. It's like just a bunch of guys with these mustaches. But going back to the wishing I was by thing, because I gotta, that'll
through.
Get out of control if I don't finish the thought on it.
It will.
It'll be like
it already is. The fire's
well,
already started.
I feel like it's just like the final level of being cool. You know, there's the peak of being cool at this age. In Los Angeles is being a Silver Lake bisexual.
It's basically,
you know,
sexual freedom that brings a lot of confidence to a person.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. But I just can't say that I want to suck a cock, honestly.
You'd look good doing
and
it.
And I don't think I want a cock in my butt either. I just can't see
You'd look good taking it.
You got to calm down. You got to cut that out.
That's a callback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you honestly what was it a callback?
Well,
for?
There was an old podcast I was on. It was a deadbeat show, but I said you'd look good doing it when you mentioned when you brought this up.
Yeah, when I last brought this up. Yeah, honestly, this is probably the last time I'll bring it up, because if I keep bringing it up and talking about it, people are going to be like,
I wish I liked men.
I wish I wanted a cock in me so bad. No. Yeah, but it would be a fantastic final fashion era thing to do, but I just can't.
Once you do it, you go all the way back. You revert everything. Fashion goes all the way back.
Right.
Start dressing like you're in high school again.
Yeah. No, I'll start dressing in skinny pants. The skinny.
Do you even own any skinny pants anymore?
I've gotten rid of most of my pants. It was funny. I was on. So I was home for the. We're home for the holidays right now, and it was Christmas time, and my mom was asking me if I still had the Snoopy pajamas that she bought. I have all our family's matching pajamas that we'd wear on Christmas Day, and we wore them last year, I guess.
Yeah.
And for some reason, either she gave them to me to bring home, or I brought. So in some way, they got back to L.A. where I would never wear them, and so I definitely bless you. I definitely donated them. I definitely donated these pajamas, and then I was after, because I got rid of so much of my clothing. Like, it's like all the clothing that I have now is switched out. So the fashion era isn't a hyperfixation, because I can't switch back to the old clothes because they're all gone. I got rid of them.
I only have old clothes. My dresser, my bureau, it's full.
Well, that was what happened to me when I was getting rid of all my clothes. It was like I was getting rid of clothes that I had held on to for like 15 years.
Yep. I'm in the same boat right now. The problem for me is half of them are like my dad's company t-shirts
or my merch.
Yeah, your merch, or like a shirt I got from like a certain course in the Marine Corps. Like, I don't want to get rid of, you know?
Yeah.
It's got too much sentimental, but not enough true value.
Yeah.
So it's in this limbo.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Before we go into just chatting about whatever, we should tell people what they should expect from this podcast.
They should expect.
This is the first episode.
Yeah, it is. This is going to be a great show. There's going to be a lot of content coming your way.
Lots.
Deep. There'll be multiple levels.
Levels. There's like the seven levels of hell.
Yeah, but it'll be the seven levels of podcasting.
The seven levels of podcasting that would, some we might argue, would be heaven. For you, for the viewer.
Yeah, it's absolutely your heaven, whether you want it or not.
Yeah.
This is your heaven.
This is a delicate, beautiful podcast where we dive into the deeper needs of this very straight American male. Incredibly straight.
You don't
straight.
Think we're going to get... Oh, I thought you were talking about our audience.
Oh, fully bisexual audience, without a doubt.
I don't think there are straight people on the internet anymore.
I don't think there's straight people in our audience.
Certainly not yours.
Yeah. And certainly not that past guy.
No.
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 Not at all.
That was a bisexual audience. maybe closeted, but certainly bisexual.
Surely. Another thing we're planning on doing with this podcast is that we're going to have a Patreon that we're going to launch in the next week or two or 3 weeks or however long. We'll announce it on whatever episode that we're launching it. And we're going to have like a bunch of like bonus episodes and like
maybe a gaming
extra
series
stuff, like extra stuff that you guys can get involved with. We've, you know, in the past podcast, you know, we wanted to do sort of a
well,
like
we
a
talked
whole
about it for years.
Yeah,
just
a whole
never...
Patreon thing, and that where we would offer a bunch of extra stuff, but we never really, we just didn't really have the time for it or the capacity for it. But
too many moving parts.
Yeah, but with this one, I'm basically, I'm the guy who gets to relax now. Mm. I just get to show up, baby. I just get to show up.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be running this show from our lovely
yeah, it's gonna
setup.
Be, this is going to be...
This is a family-run podcast.
Oh, surely it's a family-run
that
podcast.
That means it's blue-collar.
It is blue-collar, and it is... Yeah, you're right.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audion Atom, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audion Atom is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audion Atom has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audion Atom to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audion Atom is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audion Atom, you can hear life again.
We're sort of like, whenever you see like a Verizon commercial and they're talking about small businesses.
That's us.
We're one of those small
businesses.
We're like
a mom and pop shop.
I was thinking about that the other day. Kind of dystopian that like larger businesses advertise to smaller businesses.
Wait, what do you mean?
You know how it's like Verizon's like, we've got special plans for small business owners or shit like that.
Yeah,
it's like,
I never thought about that.
It's like the big fish in the pond promoting services to the smaller fish in the pond swimming
to
around.
To seem relatable. I used to be small.
That's a little weird. So we're going to radicalize you on this podcast as well. So we're blue collar, but we're radical blue collar.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So I want to know, you had a little drama this week.
Oh, it's been
I get a text from Ted. This is a classic.
It's been a drama-filled week.
I get a text from Ted. He's flying in, and he goes, something, he's like, my bags are on the plane to L.A.,
okay,
and I
well, yeah,
did
wait.
Not make the flight.
Yeah.
Or something.
Okay, well, basically...
And I'm thinking, wow, this is somehow Ted's fault. There's no way.
It wasn't.
There's no way this is not.
It wasn't my fault. But it was definitely a thing where I was like, I got a story for you, and we're gonna save it for the pod.
He wouldn't tell me.
I wouldn't. I refuse to. Which is gonna become our relationship. When things happen to us, we're not gonna be able to tell each other, and we're gonna have to save it for the podcast. And that. So in many ways, this podcast will. We're now taking a horcrux out of our chest. And we're giving
honestly,
it to this podcast.
That's a great way. When we started working together in 2021,
yeah,
we kind of created a friendship horcrux
that
it's like, I don't think our friendship can survive anymore without a certain level of content interwoven.
Because it used to be a thing where it would be like, I would disappear for 2 weeks because I'd be really busy working on a video thing. And you didn't understand what was going on. Like, you didn't get it at all at the time.
Yeah, you wrote me in.
Like, you were like, Ted, come on to game night. And I'd be like, no, I'm working on a video. And you'd be like, fuck you! Fuck you!
Well, now that we've started doing Modern Warfare 2 2009 game nights, Ted cannot resist, regardless of how busy he is.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, Tucker's going to throw a fit if I don't show up.
You're the team captain.
I am one of the team.
He's
captains.
One of the team captains. He has to show up.
I do have to show up, otherwise that would not go well.
Yeah, it's gonna default to Moses.
Yeah, it's
and
like
can't
I'm
have that.
Like if Tucker was by himself in a game like that, he would mop up. It needs someone like me to balance. I'm his yang to his yin.
Yeah,
you know?
You're the only one I know who's gonna come close to that leaderboard score.
Yeah, where it's like you would run away with a nuke every round if it wasn't for me to like find you there. Because I remember there were several times in that game night where I would like you'd be probably on some crazy streak and then I kill you and I hear Tucker be like, "Damn it!"
Yeah. No,
because he's probably on like a 14 kill streak and then I just like get him in the head.
Yeah, about to get that AC-130, which is gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, I got an AC-130.
I got a nuke.
I don't want to talk about it. That was, you know what it was? That was like a very particular circumstance where we were just getting started. We were just getting started, and Tucker found a wonderful little bottleneck that he was just.
It was Wasteland.
Yeah, you somehow found a bottleneck on Wasteland where you were just.
Ted's going to find whatever little excuse. It kind of relieves him of some of the pain that it felt.
Well, it is painful. It is.
That was like the
I've
first.
Never gotten a nuke before, ever in Call of Duty. And then you grab one on the first round?
Maybe next month we're doing it again.
Yeah.
None of you are
invited.
We got to
do it when we get back from into town, in our respective towns, I suppose.
January 24th right now is the tentative date.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm waiting.
24th?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's too soon. Or it's too far away.
Well, I got to wait for the married and difficult people to give me
a date. When do you get back to town?
January 6th, but then I'm flying out to you to film more of this.
Whatever. We'll talk about it. We're working right now. What are we doing? Anyways, so, I was coming out for the Christmas season. Holiday travel's already hard. Everybody knows holiday travel's hard. You prepare for it, but some of you may know, I posted a Christmas video. I didn't even know I was going to post that Christmas video. I thought I was going to work on something else that was going to post in early January, something like that. But on the Monday before, like, I started working on that video on a Monday, and I flew out on the Friday. And so I was working, like, every day. It was probably the fastest I've ever finished a video. But, you know, it comes time to fly. I'm working right up into the 11th hour. What are you doing?
Just keep going.
I'm
listening.
Okay. I'm working up right until the 11th hour. And it's time to leave for the airport. I gave myself like 3 hours, but it takes an hour to get to LAX. So, okay. It doesn't take just an hour. It takes like an hour and 20 minutes. That should be expected. But are you... You hang him?
Yeah.
What was his crime?
Being filthy?
Yeah, no, he was a little filthy.
A little...
Public urination.
Yeah,
that's what he did.
Yeah. Hang him.
Yeah. He's matted from all the urine on him.
He's crusty.
He's crusty because a dog's been... Chewing on him.
Dude, you were definitely, that was your childhood toy. It smells like you.
This is what you do. You just say something as many times until it's just perceived as being true.
I know it's embarrassing and we're live.
It's not embarrassing. It's just
not.
I
know that you're trying to give me little hints that they're not picking up on that this is really upsetting.
No, this is wrong what you're doing because that's like squeeze it. Wait, put the mic up to that. That's a dog toy.
That's the sound he's making as he's...
That's a dog
that's
toy.
That's the life leaving his lungs.
That's a dog toy, though.
No.
Why would child toys
do that, too?
No, they don't. That's a dog toy.
I think we should keep hearing your LAX story.
Okay. All right. But let it be known, that's a dog toy.
He's embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm confused on why you want this dog toy to be my personal childhood toy so badly. Favorite puppy's missing. He's gone.
This was least favorite puppy, right? That's why he's so crusty.
Yeah, crusty. It's not favorite puppy. It's crusty guy. So basically, I get to the airport. I've got a check bag because I got a bunch of Christmas gifts in there, right? So I go to the place where you would give it to the guy, right? I want to talk to an attendant because I know that they're going to take care of me, whatever.
Mm-hmm. What airline? What airline?
Delta.
Delta.
Delta. So I go up there. There's like three people ahead in this line waiting for an attendant. And I get in the line. I'm like, it's like maybe like 45 minutes before my flight doors close, which is normally fine for me because I have clear. After the wheel chair guy incident, in which I did not get into the wheelchair, but I was rushed through Austin Airport by like some sort of bribe. Did you hear about that? I tell you about
I
that?
Don't know. I've heard you talk about Clear a lot, too many times.
Well, it was because of that one time after Schlatt's
Sklatt.
After Sklatt, his video or his stream going back to streaming, I came out to Austin for that. Mm-hmm. And then when we were leaving for the holidays, it was during Thanksgiving. And I was trying to leave Austin Airport, and it was like a sea of people, and I was not going to make my flight until some guy who normally pushes those wheelchairs for people through the airport, he was like, hey, do you want to go to the front of the line? And I'm like, yeah, what does that mean? And he was like, give me a nice tip, I'll just take you to the front. I was like, okay. And he just walks
in. Did he make you get in the wheelchair?
No, he didn't. That's what people always think.
That would have been really morally gray.
It would have been. In fact, some might say it would be morally wrong.
Yeah.
Some might actually say it would be morally wrong, but no. I just gave him like, he walked me through the line that would have taken me like an hour to get through, and I gave him like $100 or something.
Wow.
Yeah. So, because he said, he basically made it so I had never missed a flight before.
He said, would you like to bribe me? And
basically,
he said,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll take that up.
When shit like that lands on your plate, the plate of life, you eat.
Yeah.
And you don't leave leftovers for others. You take what you can get. And so I made that flight, and I was feeling good about it. I was feeling good. But I learned from that instance to get Clear, which is, and if you don't know what Clear, they let you scan your eyeballs, and you get through the initial line before the TSA agent faster.
I'm not letting the government near my eyeballs.
You know what's crazy?
What?
That was something that crossed my mind, too. I don't think that you need to worry about that. You know why?
Because you're in already. Now you're selling it.
They could have scanned any sort of clip from any episode of Chuckle Sandwich or Take It Easy, and they're going to have your eyeballs. They know what you look like.
They're not getting my eyeballs.
You're not some patriot that lives in the middle of Montana.
I'm a Minuteman.
You're not like some veteran that's like, come and take them with 1,000 guns and 700
you're not
cows
getting,
on a ranch.
TSA is not getting near my eyeballs.
It's like, doesn't matter. They know who you are. They're going to find you. You're probably one of the...
It's the principle.
If an AI program can accurately generate a picture of your face based on the amount of information of your face online, then it doesn't matter what TSA's got. And they definitely can. They can. There's AI that can recreate your voice in a chat bot, and you're saying that you don't want to give TSA information?
I'm not giving TSA my eyeballs.
Whatever the case, I do. I'm giving them my eyeballs because I want to get through the airport a little bit faster. I don't really care about that. Whatever the case, took me a while to get to the airport because like LAX is a fucking nightmare. I get there. I got to check my bag. It's got my gifts in it. I go up to the line, and I'm waiting in line, but it takes way longer. There's only three people in front of me. I think when we were in Kenya, that took like 5 seconds to get through to check our bags or whatever. And I look at, there's three attendants working, and every couple that's with them, they're like chatting. They're having a good time. There's no rush at all. I'm like, what are they
doing? That never happened in the Northeast, Boston, New York.
I'm like, what is happening here?
It would never
happen. And then this other guy that I'm standing with in line, we're both starting to get a little antsy as it gets to 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm waiting 10 minutes. Hasn't moved at all, and we look over, and there's the self bag tag thing, and I'm like, I'm looking at this other guy, and he's getting antsy too, and I'm like, I think we should do that, and he was like, yeah, I agree. It's like those moments where you're just become
those are
have
fun.
Allegiance with a stranger. So we both go over there and we bag tag it. I bring it to the guy. The guy says to me, he's like, all right, just so you know, there's no guarantee this bag's getting on the plane. I'm like, why? And he's like, because you missed the cutoff before the departure by 2 minutes, which is like 45 minutes. So it's 42 minutes until departure, which means
that's plenty of time.
So I've got like 30 minutes until or 28 minutes until the doors close. I haven't even started security yet.
Wow.
So I'm already pushing it because of how long I was in that line. I'm like, it's okay. I'm going to go up. I'm going to go through Clear. It's going to be no problem. I walk up to the security. I go to the thing. Clear's closed.
Oh, uh-oh.
Because it's past 10 p.m. They closed at 10 p.m. Didn't know that. So I got to go in the Pori line.
LAX is very much a 24/7 airport.
I know. I got to go in the line with the pores.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's where we
kidding
hang
me?
Out.
So that it doesn't take that long, but you know,
wait,
I go
poor people can give their eyeballs too, though.
They can. They can give their eyeballs.
I don't think
they
it's
can
an
give
income
their, they can
thing.
Give their organs if they want. So I get through the security thing. Now it's time to go through TSA. I'm putting my bag in. Boom, boom. I take my laptop out. I'm a good boy. And I go through this thing. I get my jacket box. I get my other box. My backpack comes in. Yeah, it's in the second line. I'm like, great. Okay. I've got like 20 minutes until the doors close. All right. We're losing time here. But there's a problem. There are two people ahead of me in getting their bags checked. There's two people that they're waiting on. And I don't know what the thing is that TSA do to hire the people that check the bags, but those people are the least bothered people at TSA. Like, they're probably the polar opposite of the guy that that's saying that you got to take your laptops out of your bag. That guy's on top of it.
Intense.
Yeah, no, he's like, laptops out of the bag, laptops out of the bag. But then also, you get there another week and he's like, laptops stay in the bag. Yeah, they stay in it. Keep it in there.
But either way, it's, you get to the airport 5 a.m. He's going, laptops in the bag, shoes off, belts. It's like, they're intense.
Yeah, no, and I'll tell you one thing too. Every time it's the laptops out of the bag, laptops in the bag, those guys equally, despite knowing that all airports are changing it and switching it because they don't want to let the terrorists know what the normal process is, in either scenario, they act like that's the obvious one.
Yeah.
Like, they act like they've been doing that for 100 years.
They make you feel little. They make you feel really small about it.
Yeah, and so, and I was listening to some TSA agents where they were like, you know, this guy, like, all these people are just, like, not very nice to us. I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You guys are TSA. You're the ones who are always like, I'm going to kill you with a gun if you don't take that out of your
bag.
And
aren't they serving us? You know? It's like a cop. Like, they're federal employees.
I don't think they can make arrests, but...
I bet they can arrest you or detain you.
I could arrest them, too.
Citizen's arrest.
Yeah. And this night, I wanted to. I wanted to arrest them.
You should have made a
citizen's
arrest.
I wanted to find some deep, non-expunged 1791 law that would have allowed me to. But, you know, I just don't know enough about law to do that. It would have been some sort of thing where it's like they're showing too much ankle. And I'm like, sorry.
Citizen's arrest.
Yeah, citizen's arrest. No, but there's two people ahead of me. First lady, it's like, is this your bag? It's a mother. Opens up the bag. She's got 8 bottles of milk in her bag. She has 8 bottles of milk. 2 Poland Spring water bottles.
All full?
Full. Unopened.
Is this
and a thermos that also had liquid, possibly more milk. I'm considering it was more milk.
That's incredible.
So this guy had to individually like put it in like a centrifuge and scan every single water bottle. He's opening them. He's wiping stuff on the inside. He's talking to the lady. It's like 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Now, when this started, remember, I only had 20 minutes until the doors closed. And to just get my bag checked, it seems like I was going to make it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you probably would have made it.
I probably would have made it. He's scanning it. Does that. I'm standing there. I'm like this. My foot starts to tap. I'm getting an anxiety foot tap. I'm like, okay, it gets by that. It's the next guy. And I'm like, okay, now I've got like 12 minutes or something like that.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Next guy. Whose bag is this? It's mine. It's like a teenager. He's like, what's in here? And he's like, well, there's some like candles that are like gifts. Doesn't matter. Guy's opening up every single gift that this kid has. He's wiping down the candles with those little tab
Drug wipe things.
He's wiping them down, put them in the machine. Does it with one candle. Does it with 2 candles. Does it with 3 candles. Does it with the fourth candle. Alarm goes off. For the candle. Something's wrong with this candle. Now he's waving down his superior trying to get his attention, the superior of which is nowhere to be found. So he's waving down his superior because apparently this kid with his Yankee candles is a terrorist. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm starting to come to terms with the fact that maybe I'm not going to make my flight. And before I even got in the security line, I was worried that I was going to get to my flight and my bag wasn't going to make it to the flight.
Right.
Because I was
so
like,
there's a twist coming.
Yeah. So I'm like, great. Okay. They finished their thing. That's taken so long that they bring in another guy finally that takes care of me. He brings my bag out and I've got all of the equipment here to film the Take It Easy thing. So there's so many wires and shit because Tucker wanted had a laundry list of things he wanted me to bring that like they can't even see with the X-ray. The X-ray doesn't matter because it's just like a, it's just like wires and they don't even understand what they're looking at. So they pull out every single item in my bag individually. They've got they need like three bins so they can look in at every single thing, any sort of thing that has stuff in it. They're opening that up too. It hits the boarding time. It's like too late at that point. Like I'm like checked out. They're asking me. They're asking me questions. I'm like, it doesn't matter at this point. I'm like, I start getting bratty. I'm like, it doesn't matter at this point. I missed my flight. That's why I said. I said that to him. Wow. That's probably the most rude I've been to like a public facing employee of some sort of thing.
But in a way, they earn that.
I mean, I guess it's not even their because you know what's funny about the TSA people? There was this one woman who was walking around and she was having a blast with this too. She was probably doing this the whole time Christmas season. She was like, it's holidays, should have come here earlier, you know, it's the holidays, guys, you know this. And it's like, yeah, I think we all would have liked that, but the lives change, people have different scenarios.
Wow, she was just giving it to you guys.
Yeah, no, she was having a blast too. She was like, she had like a smirk too. She was like, it's the holidays. I don't have to care about anyone. I don't have to care about people because it's the holidays. It's your own fault. Like, it's just like, okay, whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, she was having a good time with it. At least she was having fun. so now I'm like, okay, my beautiful organization I've done with my bag is already shot.
That's the worst.
I'm just like stuffing it all into the bag like I'm a fucking teenager going to school. Like, I'm like, doesn't matter. I throw that on and I do the walk of shame to the gate to talk to the guy there. And I'm like, hey, oh, well, this lady, the one that was having a good time, I asked her, I was like, well, what? I've already missed my flight, but surely my bag isn't going to go along with the plane too. And she was like, yeah, no, if they don't scan you in, they're not going to let your check bag go with the flight. I'm like, oh, great, cool. So I go to the thing and I'm like, can I just I'm talking to the guy at the gate. I'm like, can I just double check? Is my bag with the flight? And he's like, no, it's on. What? No, yeah, no, that's on the flight. That's going. So that bag, it was like, oh, that's leaving without me. That bag is flying from LAX to Atlanta, from Atlanta to Boston without me.
Wrong.
I don't have a flight now, and I got to get to Massachusetts somehow. And the soonest flight I could get was like, you know, noon the next day. I had to leave the airport and go home.
Oh, I didn't know you had to leave.
Yeah, I had to leave the airport and go home and sleep. It was like I walked back into my house as like all the lights are off and stuff, and I'm like, back a little earlier than I expected. I have to sleep in my bed. Like, all the clothes, the airport clothes, like carefully folded them and placed them and like to get ready for the next day. And yeah, no,
you were in limbo.
So instead of getting there at 9 a.m. that day, I got there at like, I don't know, 9 p.m. that same day. And my bag was just like waiting there for me at the baggage claim, like amongst a bunch of other bags. Like, it wasn't even like, I didn't even have to talk to anyone. I just grabbed the bag when I got there.
See, now that doesn't seem secure at all.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't at all. It was like, and all my gifts were in there too. So I was from my family from Kenya. So I was like, I was worried that, I lost all that stuff or somebody just like, cause there's nothing stopping from, there's no security to get into the baggage claim area of an airport.
Well, there's usually, it's like, don't come in this way. And there's a guy that kind of meanders.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Right? Whenever I'm at any airport, I walk back and forth all the time. I meet,
actually,
I've met people at baggage claim.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. It's before baggage claim that it's
so
like
there's nothing stopping someone from just walking in there and grabbing a bag.
We should start doing that. We could do unboxings on the pod.
Dude, yeah. No, that was a pain. That was a real pain. I'll tell you one more thing that is a funny thing that happened to me. Because you know my mom.
I know your mom. Gave her a hug.
She's
today.
Funny. My mom. I love my mom. She's a great mom. She very much so cares about me. She loves me.
She loves you to death.
She loves me to death. She treats me well. My mom is so supportive that sometimes she supports. Sometimes she will go so far out of her way to support me that she like will do things that I've even asked her specifically not to do, and she'll still try to do them. Like, for instance, I was at some sort of like gathering where I had like a jacket the Carhartt jacket I was wearing, and it got smoky from a fire. And I mentioned to her that it was like smoky, and she was like, oh no. you know, and now it's burrowed in her head. It's like she that jacket Smokey and stuff like that.
My little Ted's out there with a
and
Smokey
I wore
jacket.
The same pair of jeans like a couple times, and she was like, "You can wear the same pair of jeans like 7 times before you have to wash them."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, jeans don't need to be washed that often. No. And honestly, the first time after you've washed them, they're not as comfortable.
Fuck no, dude.
Yeah.
The jeans on day 5 are like primo.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're like sweatpants at that point.
Exactly.
But you break them out, it's like a cardboard.
Yeah, yeah. So I wore them like 2 days in a row because I'm traveling. And then on that third day, my mom was like, "Do you want me to wash those pants for you?" And I'm like, "No, they've worn them only twice." And she's like, "Well, you wore them twice, 2 days in a row." And I'm like, "They're jeans. They're jeans."
I think that's why they're invented.
I'm like, "Mom," and also I've got all this new fashion era stuff. They all had, like, this shirt that I'm wearing, this T-shirt. It's like you need to wash it on cold and then hang dry it because it's
shrink. Everything on cold.
I do too.
Why are people washing things on hot?
I don't know, because the amount of things at my size, the amount of because I'm the size of a building, the amount of stuff that I've washed that have been come too short for me and then I can't wear them anymore is more than 10, like, well, at least.
Also, if ever, like, what is the advantage of washing on hot? It's got to be more expensive.
I think it gets.
And it's got a great chance of ruining your clothes.
I don't know if there's something like especially filthy or something, but like.
Oh, these are especially filthy.
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know. But whatever the case. I tell my mom, I'm like, "You don't need to wash any of my stuff. I've got enough clothing to last me the whole trip. I'll just do my laundry when I'm back," because I love my laundry situation at my place now.
Oh, you've got a good.
Yeah, I do.
Mothers cannot resist.
So Christmas Day comes along.
Yeah.
And it's the morning. We're doing our little gift wrapping thing. I think we're watching a Christmas movie. And my mom comes up from the basement. We're in the basement right now. On the other side of this basement, there's the laundry. She comes up and she's like, got the smallest voice where you know that she's done something wrong.
And she's like, "Ted, I may have stained one of your sweaters when I did the laundry."
And I'm like, "Wait, what do you mean you did the laundry? I told you not to." Turns out, while I was sleeping, my mom snuck into my room.
Awesome.
And took all of the things that I told her she specifically didn't need to wash, and then brought them downstairs and washed them all together. And so there was a sweater of mine that, like, there was my jacket, my only winter jacket that I've been wearing outside that I need to wear outside, that she washed with my jeans and, like, a white sweater. So the white sweater got, like, the debris from, like, that's on this jacket all over it and stained it and stuff. And, like, and I didn't even ask her to wash any of this. And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And it was like, there was like several. And she didn't even admit that she had the jacket in there either later. She was like, she was then drying that on like hot. And I was like, "What are you talking about? You drying that on hot?" She was making a, she was, because what she was trying to do, she was trying to get mom brownie points. She was trying to be able to have it all cleanly folded and show it to me. And I'd be like, "Mom, you were right." But
backfired.
But even to the point where she was sneaking into the room while I was sleeping to, like, what was she going to do if I woke up? She's going to be like, oh no, I wasn't doing anything.
You were not going to wake up, buddy.
I wasn't. You're right. No, you're right. I wasn't. But
you probably had, well, I can't, I know how you were sleeping. You had one leg up.
I always, like, got one leg up.
Mouth open.
Every time Tucker sees me sleeping, he will take a photo of me.
It's that late morning Ted sleeping pose. It's jeez, burning into my brain.
But yeah, no, there was like several steps that she had to take and several little lies of omission that she had to make in order for her to try to do this. And it was like a demon took over her. She could not resist doing this.
Dude, I bet I go back. I'm sleeping in my mom's basement right now while we're home. Mm-hmm. We left it trashed because, like, we just ran out and got doing this. But no one, it's in a basement corner. No one would ever go through there. I would not be surprised if we go back and the bed's made and the laundry's done.
Yeah, it's we were talking about themselves. It last night when we were at a down the street with some family friends for Christmas dinner, and they were just all talking because it came up because it was just like a big topic because it was funny. It was just like she could not resist it, and it was like, it's like a bug or a disease that a mom of that age will get where they just have to. It is something that their body is compelled to do, and they cannot control it.
They're shifting into grandma mode, but they don't have any grandkids yet.
Yeah.
So they need to do something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because once you got the grandkids, I think that's done.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, it's, like, not a huge problem. Like, it was just kind of a ridiculous thing where it was like, what do you mean you – I told you several times not to, and you still did it? Like, it was like – it was like she was doing something. It was like an end goal good thing to do. Like she wanted to do a good thing. But like the way she did it was so deceptive. Like it was she had to operate on deception in order to get it done. Where it was like.
And your mom's not a deceiving woman normally.
No, she was like sneaking around.
She just
around.
Gets blinded by taking care of you sometimes.
Yeah, she's sneaking around like it was great. Yeah.
She worries about you for like no reason.
Yeah, I know.
She'll
I'm
be like, oh,
fine.
Ted, like when you're flying to Kenya, what are the dates and what are the hours?
Yeah, no, she
wanted
to know the itinerary and
my
stuff.
My mom
well,
doesn't
you know
even
what,
know
to be fair,
what day we're leaving.
Do you want to be fair? She didn't know that we were going with, like, Emma's dad and stuff.
She thought we were just winging this?
She thought it was just, like, you and me going.
Wow, that would have been a lot different.
Which tells you how much information I had actually given her up until that point about the trip. Yeah,
okay, so that makes a little more sense then.
Yeah.
Because we could not have done that level of a trip with that little planning.
No, we would have
We basically
died.
Had guides
we
the whole
died.
Time.
We would have been robbed.
We would have spent a lot more at those markets, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
hundreds.
Oh, I think I would have figured that out. I think I would have, because I was a, oh, man, even the women, I was a misogynist.
Oh, no, they got me pegged. They got me down.
Maybe they were pegging you?
No, maybe I should have said that. No, yeah, the women were making it, they... I couldn't yeah. barter with him.
Yeah, we did. And just so you guys know, we might as well reveal it now. We did film a podcast episode in Kenya. We went to Kenya and we have a whole episode for
That's
you guys.
That's why I'm wearing this giraffe merch. Giraffe sell merch out there. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. No, they're good. So what's crazy about it, they don't have this at the zoos in Kenya, but giraffes out there are pretty actually experienced in screen printing.
Here's a fun fact about giraffes. Only mammal that doesn't have vocal cords.
What?
Yeah. I learned
that. I guess that's a long way to make
a vocal cord. It's a long way to go.
Long distance for a vocal cord. It makes sense.
I learned that last night. We did the Christmas poppers where you pull the thing and there's like a little toy inside.
Yeah.
And one of the it was
You're doing poppers on Christmas?
Yeah, we always do.
That's crazy.
Christmas Eve, yeah.
It's very brat of you.
No, yeah, Christmas. Very brat?
Don't worry about it.
Brat.
Don't worry about it.
Well, yeah, there's a trivia card in one and it said what mammal doesn't have vocal cords?
Wow.
It's giraffe.
And you didn't know?
I didn't know.
Must have drive you fucking crazy. Yeah, that must have pissed you off. Because it was all animal-based stuff?
No, that just happened to be one random piece
and
of trivia.
Oh, so the only animal one you couldn't get it?
It really did
That's
bother
rough.
Me.
That's rough. You know he was pissed about that. He was like, God. He was probably sitting there like, God, I must have heard this somewhere. I must have heard that. If there's something that Tucker doesn't know, like when Tucker was in, we might have talked about this in the next episode, but when Tucker was in Kenya, he likes to learn about animals. He loves animals, but to the point where it stresses him out if there's too much information for him to like he was like he wanted to have like a whole I think he forgot his whole book on like all the animal wildlife or something in Kenya that you'd forgotten a book, right?
I forgot the tree. I had a book on trees. Kenyan
yeah
trees.
So Tucker's got like a he would have had a tree book, a bird book, like an animal book. And at a certain point, there was so much stuff that Tucker couldn't identify. He was like, I just got to stick to the birds. Like, I can't. There's just too many new things. I'm not going to be able to remember all this.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
And it's like, it's upsetting to you, which is
interesting. That's how it gets. The more foreign a place is, the more stressful it is. And I love being there.
It's like, I would have thought you would have been excited, but like you're like, no, because I can't 100% this place if there's too much information. It's like, this is what I imagine. So if you get like this, I imagine what, you know, Darwin would have been like when he showed up there. That must have been a very stressful experience for the guy.
Oh, I know.
He's
I
like,
can relate.
He's like, no one's ever seen any of these before. I gotta draw every single one.
Yeah.
I gotta draw every single one of these. Nobody's ever seen these before.
That keeps me up at night.
It does?
Yeah.
You have dreams where you become Darwin and you're responsible for for tracking all these animals and Larry drawing and I, them?
We've been talking about going to the Galapagos Islands.
Really? When? Since when? This is the first time this.
We've been talking about it for a few months now.
I've never heard you talk about this before.
Well,
when? When are you doing this?
Well, we don't know yet, but...
it's the notion of an
idea. Well, he sent me a specific trip deal, but I was like, I can't book that right now. So, but now it's kind of like, all right, let's keep an eye on the Galapagos. Let's make that happen.
Yeah.
Because that's Darwin's spot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where a lot of turtles there.
That's where Christianity really tortoises. Took a turn for the worst.
Oh, yeah. That's where shit started turning for old Jesus.
Yeah. Darwin went on that voyage there, came back, and the church was like, he did what?
Like, wait,
he figured
like,
what out?
Like they already knew about it or something?
Oh, fuck.
Like they already knew about it?
Yeah, they were covering it up.
Oh, I see.
You know, it'd been funny if you were in the Red Sox shirt when I saw you today.
Why?
Like the last several times I laid eyes on you, you had a Red Sox shirt.
It's
on.
A good shirt.
No, it is.
And you're jealous of it.
A little bit. A little bit. And I remember that World Series. That was an exciting one.
My dad was at that World Series.
Your dad's got great seats.
You went. You guys have been in the seats more recently than I have.
Yeah, we went August or something, or no, July for Emma's. We went July.
Actually, my dad's been a season ticket holder for the Red Sox for like 30 years or something like that. So he's it's not like he pays for every single ticket. Like what he does is he'll pay for them all in bulk, and then he'll sell them off to like friends and
it's like
and
an
people
it's
that
like
he knows.
A,
so it's like. He gets
like a timeshare.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, he gets like all these seats, but like he's like really paying for only the ones that he wants, the dates he wants to go. So,
yeah, they're near home plate.
Oh really? Oh yeah. No, he. You know what? So it used to be section 24, row 9, seat 16 and 15, but now it's like it's pushed up some distance.
I don't know what I don't know the.
It's like, but now it's like right before the rich people seats.
Yeah.
It's like right at the end of the row in the normal classic Red Sox seats before it gets to like the cushiony, nice red seats that don't have a cover on it. So like
yeah,
if
it's
it
covered.
Rains, it sucks.
It's. I will say this though, a little critique if I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get a beer there.
Really?
Yeah, it's in a spot where it's a little bit hard to get the guy to you.
Yeah. That's
so
okay.
When you do get him, you got to be like, yeah, I'll take four.
Yeah.
Like,
were you getting wasted? I feel like I was getting some form of correspondence from Tucker, and he was getting wasted.
I got pretty slippery at the game.
Yeah,
I was getting high fives from people around me.
Oh,
old
yeah.
lady, we
you starting a wave?
No, no, no. I was starting a movement though. The guy's sitting
like
in front of us.
A political movement.
We were playing against Seattle, and the guys in front of us were just like 50 year old like tech nerds, sitting mm-hmm. there, awkward group of guys. And I was right behind him, like, God damn, these Red Sox are good. Just like letting them hear it, leaning in.
Yeah, it's probably pretty messy. Surely, Emma, you weren't wearing the hat you're wearing right now.
I
was got a
no,
New
I
York
got
hat
a
on right now.
I got a Red Sox hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won in overtime, two extra innings.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good game.
That's pretty nice.
And there was a time where I was like, watch this. This is our big hitter. It's a single home run right now. First, it's gonna win it. And boom, happened.
Really?
Yeah, everybody heard it around me. It was awesome.
Wow. Were people high-fiving you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude, you sound like you were
I had
like a messiah.
Blast. Yeah, I had such a good time. Damn. I was bringing some serious...
It's been a long time since I've been at least a couple years since I've been to a Red... Yeah, it's been like a couple years since I've been to a Red Sox game. I'm just never in town.
I'll show you a good time there, but don't hold me back.
I would come out for a Red Sox game.
They're fun. We stayed at the Verb Hotel. It's a like a rock and roll themed hotel right next door.
Oh, really? At the Fenway?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, highly recommend the Verb in Boston. It was pretty affordable, too, because Boston hotels are ridiculous.
Damn.
So the Verb, yeah, the Verb and Fenway, that's a good combo.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things where... Eventually, I'll need to take over the seats. Well, my sister, they're under my sister's name right now.
That bitch.
Well, she lives in Mass, but like she's not gonna be able to pay for that every year.
Emily is very wealthy. I was just trying to help her out.
Well, no, I mean it's just one of those things where it's like I think it's like something like $4,000 a year or something
yeah,
for
probably.
All those seats, right? And it's like. I mean, it would be one of those things where if I took them over, I would probably get you guys involved with that so that you guys would probably take some seats.
We'd definitely buy some from you.
Yeah. Or I could just, you know, it could be something where we just have them And then I could you could help me
manage
sell them to yeah. people and stuff.
Yeah, my parents would buy.
Because I would
some
definitely hold on to those seats because that's a
cool thing.
I think there's a long wait list too to be a season ticket holder for Red Sox.
You guys should try to keep that in the family.
Absolutely. Yeah. So.
Yeah, my family would be an easy sell for a game a year at least.
Yeah. Yeah, and it would be like
we're gonna live closer too. I would totally go more.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fun. It's a little expensive for even drinks and stuff, but it's worth it.
Yeah,
you're paying for the atmosphere.
I remember what it was like. I've definitely talked about this several times on the old podcast, but I wasn't allowed to go to a Red Sox because my dad would always go to Red Sox games, and I always wanted to go to one because I liked the idea of it as a kid. But you weren't allowed to go. Like, it was like a thing in my family. You weren't allowed to go until you turned 8 years old.
Did that apply to Emily too?
Yeah, when Emily turned eight, I think it was eight. When she turned it, because it was like...
And you had to watch that at like six, and you were probably like, God!
I was like, ow! Turn eight, then you get to go to your first Red Sox game. And wow. It's like a thing.
Yeah.
You know? So I remember it was like a big deal going to that.
That must have felt pretty cool.
Yeah. It's funny, too. When you're a kid, those games...
Not as fun.
Well, they're not as fun. Well, what my dad taught me when I was younger is he taught me how to score the games. I don't know how to do that now, but
do you think he was teaching you how to score the games because he thought that
you,
was
no,
it or was
you,
it to keep you
well?
Entertained?
That's why he does it because it keeps him engaged. Because baseball can be a little bit boring sometimes.
Well, that's what the beer is for in my family.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know my dad.
But it just keeps you engaged. There was a guy that used to be one of the security guard people or like some sort of helper guy. He had a white mustache, white hair. He was like this gruff guy or something. But he worked at our high school.
Yes.
And he also
like
was
one of the
a
custodians
guy.
Or something, or
yeah.
a groundskeeper. Kind
groundskeeper,
of guy.
I think. And he was also security guard at
Fenway.
At Fenway.
Yeah.
And I remember it was like. We saw him there, and I didn't even know his name, but I was like, I know you, and he recognized me, and then I was showing him the fact that my dad was having me do the scorecard, and then he looked at my dad, and he was like, it's a lost art.
That's such something an old guy would say about baseball.
Oh, I know, and I was like, and then when I saw him say that, I was like, I'm on God's path right now.
You probably felt you were in like Harry Potter. Like
yeah.
you just, there was like a little
yeah,
magical
I was like,
thing.
Whoa. Oh, okay. I didn't know that it was like this.
Yeah,
I
like you were it was like the Freemasons.
Yeah.
There's an order
yeah.
of old men who
yeah,
know how
like,
to score
teach
the
me
game.
How to do this like lost language, which is just scoring the game. And it's like for people we were watching the games just so you can keep track of it because it's like they didn't have the whole big, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. I'm really good at doing that announcer voice.
Oh yeah, what were you doing it for?
You were
doing it like Chuckle
like,
Week or something.
I was doing it for something silly, like. But I'm gonna say the correct like
number 42.
Well, yeah,
Dustin.
Well, No. I gotta get the correct.
Pedroia.
No, shut up. I was literally looking up him so I could get his. I wanted to get
that's
his number.
The Red Sox player of our generation.
Well, I know too. That's why I'm trying to figure out what the fuck his number was.
Everyone in Massachusetts knows that guy.
Asshole. You trying to beat me to that?
He did like every Duncan
what was
ad.
Why wanted
to
show me his
15 years too?
Won't show me his number. I've got like no service down here. Ah, God, I'm stressed out now. You're stressing me out. Okay.
So, here we go.
So he's coming up to bat, and the guy comes over the thing. Number 15, Dustin Pedroia.
That's so good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your number?
16.
That'd be funny if...
That would be my number. I don't know. I was born on January 16th, graduated in 2016. It's just like a number that occurs a lot in my life.
That'd be a funny ringtone for you on my phone if it was like number 16, Ted
Nivison. Number, whatever his number is, David Ortiz.
Big Poppy.
They don't say Big Poppy, though. They'll say
that was like a fan name.
Yeah. Yeah.
David Ortiz and Dustin Pedroia, they were the two...
I definitely think that they said Dice K, though.
Well, that's how you pronounce his name, I think.
Mm.
So growing up, maybe some OG Red Sox fans can clarify this. I thought it was like Dice, like rolling dice, and then the letter K.
Oh, yeah.
But
I
think
it's
still
like, that in my head.
Yeah. But I think his name is like, it's spelled like D-A-I-S-U-K-E.
I think it's like something like Dice-a-K.
Dice-K? I think they said Dice-K.
Yeah.
He was good. That's...
There's an even better Japanese import player on the
love and import
on the what's it called on the on the
oh in the Dodgers
on
right
the
now.
Dodgers. Yeah, he's like hitting a home run every
he's
other.
He's handsome too.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like your height. He runs like a stallion. Oh. He doesn't even look like it's taking him any effort, and he's hauling ass.
Yeah,
well, beautiful long legs on that guy. Great swing. He pitches too.
Are you sure that you're straight? Beautiful long legs on that guy. Runs like a stallion. He's you're like, he's handsome too. He's beautiful too.
I just think I respect the.
I know, but like 90% of what ability. You were just complimenting him on there was around his looks, and he's a baseball player.
Well, part of being a good athlete in the major leagues is looking good playing, right?
I mean,
don't want a player where you're watching run the bases and you're like, God damn, that guy's ugly. Nobody
wants
that.
I just don't think people are thinking about it like that, though.
People are thinking that. Come on.
Okay.
There's only a million TikTok videos of him running those bases. You think people are just looking at his form?
I mean, some might be. Some be like I like. Some. Well, they're maybe looking at a certain type of his form. They might be looking at the form of his ass as he runs in those.
Do we know his
shorts.
Name? Do we know his name?
His name is
Ohtani.
Ohtani, yeah. I thought about going to the World Series.
Was it in L.A.?
Yeah, it was like $1,000, $1,500 for a ticket though, and I was like, I've been to a World Series game. I've been to a Red Sox World Series game.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah, like
I'm jealous of that. Don't talk about it anymore. I'm jealous of that.
Okay. You don't want it on the podcast? You don't want to talk about it on the podcast? I don't remember much from it, but I do remember the tickets being like.
Saving the tickets.
I mean, yeah, it was like, but like the ticket, we had like a lanyard that had like a, because the tickets were like seven times the size of a normal ticket because it was like World Series and it had like all this, you know, stuff on it. And it's like.
Did we win that one that you went to?
I don't know. Well, we won 2006 or 2003.
No, we won four.
2004, sorry.
Seven. We won 13, but I think I'm missing one.
I think we lost 2007, surely.
I think we won that one.
Really?
But
I don't know.
Neither
we had
of us
a good run. We had a good run right around the time that it was like that period. Our childhood was the combination of so many good things.
Oh,
like,
for Boston sports.
Well, for Boston sports, it was excellent.
Tom Brady.
But on top of that, it was like we were getting introduced to like social media at the appropriate time for us to be introduced to social media.
Yeah, like middle school.
Like we got social media starting right at the end of like beginning of high school, end of
yeah, like
middle
Snapchat
school.
Snapchat was like ninth grade.
Yeah, like Snapchat and like Instagram and stuff, ninth grade. Like I have like photos of like Instagram photos from like on the bus, like in 2011, like or something like that, where it was like. We didn't have access before then, but now I was talking to this like a kid that's about to graduate high school the other day at like a family friend party thing, and it's like these kids have dealt with COVID in high school,
yeah,
or like in middle school,
fuck
and then
that.
They've also got to have to deal with the whole AI garbage, where it's not like they don't have to use it, but everyone they know probably uses it in some capacity, and like navigating that is weird, and it's like. I would have just so fully and totally abused AI if I was a high schooler.
Yeah, it would have taken a lot of self-control to not.
Yeah.
It would have been.
Like, yeah. I would have been so academically dishonest because I wanted to play video games.
It was all about the video game time.
Oh.
Because your mom said you can't play video games until your homework's done.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah,
and all of a sudden you're like, well, actually, I guess I can do that one at school, so I don't need to do that one. And
yeah,
you'd start like really breaking it. You're like, really, I only have 20 minutes of work,
yeah.
Even though you had like an hour and a half.
Oh my God, yeah, it's like, so I just can't imagine like that being a thing.
Oh yeah, no, we got like a taste of like the old generation.
Mm-hmm. Let me close the window now.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Well, it got dark.
Speaking of the new generation, though, and the old gen, check out what Ted just surprised me
well,
with.
Well, so here's
there's
some
baggage.
No, there's a lot of baggage, okay?
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I got, for all of you R36S users out there, I got scammed. Okay, I got scammed by one of the Instagram ads. I tried to get Tucker this thing. It was referred to as an Inlight Keyboy. Keyboy sounds great.
Inlight Keyboy.
Inlight Keyboy. Inlight is a company that purchases these things, loads them up with their own software. That apparently isn't even like an actual R36S. It's a clone of it. It's not the actual device.
I hate that.
Yeah, me too. So the problem with this is a device that's like an emulator that plays like 15. It's got like 15,000 games loaded up onto it. And I was like, this is going to be great for Tucker. He can use it on the flights when he's flying out for Take It Easy and stuff. And he'll have all the Pokemons on it and all that. Nice screen. It's pretty fun. It has the original Game Boy Advance Ninja Turtles game from the 2003 series, and I was playing the shit out of that game on that. But like it would, but the problem with it is it doesn't save. It doesn't save that, any. There's biggest. No save state stuff. Not in the emulator thing or in the games does it save properly. So I've ordered like, you know, a bunch of new ones that are like going to LA right now. I'm gonna have to like go in there. I'm gonna have to like figure out how to install it and stuff. I've been doing a lot of research. I was really stressed about it because I was trying to fix it until I was pretty much working at it on Christmas Eve until I found out to the point where I got into the software and I found out that the version of the software is the clone version. So it's a clone device.
Well, probably the third episode of this, I'll be able to give you guys an update because we'll be in LA.
Yeah. Honestly, this is like sort of weird because this is kind of like Take It Easy week, but we're in a different location every time.
Yeah. Well, I hope that we get to do more on the road Take It Easies. We have a pretty lightweight setup that we're using.
Yeah. We'll be able to go on the road, do whatever you want, go around the world.
Be on a boat, be in a spaceship, doesn't matter.
The fishing episode will happen.
Yeah.
We're going to do the fishing episode. We're going to get a bunch of GoPros attached to like a... Or we'll probably use this device here. We'll get that attached because it's got a gimbal on it.
Yeah. I have two GoPros and that'll
like,
with me.
That'll like be with the horizon, you know? And that'll look kind of cool.
We can do some cool stuff.
The fishing episode will happen. We could just put some lavalier mics on.
Yeah. The only problem... Well, we'll just the audio will be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're down there for a couple days, we could do a test run of some things.
Yeah.
So we don't have to commit to an outing.
Yeah.
Because a boat ride's kind of a commitment, you know?
Yeah. What else do we want to talk about for the opening episode of Take It Easy?
We could ask for some suggestions.
Yeah. I mean, this is since this is the first episode of Take It Easy, you know, there's many, many more episodes to come. This podcast...
Indefinite
for all intents and purposes,
time.
We'll run indefinitely. We will continue to do this podcast as long as we are online.
Yeah.
Is really the plan. Unless something really bad happens between us.
But we're setting it up right. We've been working together for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't this really is like any... pretty much since you joined Chuckle Sandwich was going to happen.
This was like. Fate, I think.
Yeah. Schlatt was eventually going to stop wanting to do Chuckle
Sandwich.
Because
you guys met through content.
Yeah.
But we've always known.
Yeah.
We've always known what we were about.
I just say it like that. What does that mean?
I was just getting choked up, I guess.
Oh, really?
No, I wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
you
it
don't
was.
Get choked up. You don't. I'm far.
You're
definitely. I'm the emotional one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. At the end of Chuckle Sandwich, I was getting all teary eyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Emma to watch that back and tell me what she thought of me, but I don't think she did.
Oh, you didn't?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Emma, what the hell? Jeez. Okay.
Well, so we're going to run a Patreon.
Yeah,
that's
we're
going to
start a Patreon. If you guys have any suggestions on what you want from a Patreon, we know that we're going to be running ads on this. I mean, maybe even this episode we'll have an ad. We don't know. But we're going to run ads, but what we wanted to do for the Patreon, since I know that a lot of people on Reddit were having issues with their various issues with
Reddit
ads that we would run on these episodes, we're going to figure out a way that we can let you connect the RSS feed of Take It Easy to the Patreon so that you'll be able to get an ad-free, other than the stuff that's baked into the episode that we have as sponsors that we would put into the normal episode, we'll make it so like the stuff that's like inserted into the podcast on like Spotify and Apple iTunes or whatever, you won't get those. If you're at a certain, like probably the first tier for the for the Patreon.
We're going to do the best we can to make sure your dollar goes the mile.
Yeah, we want to offer like a bunch of cool stuff, so we'll have like a really awesome Patreon that like we can actually build like a cool like take it easy community. We don't know what we're going to call you guys.
Yeah.
Yet.
And I think
Chucklers was such a good one, but like I don't know, easy goings, easy goers. Yeah. What of easy goers?
Easy goers, that's pretty good.
Easy go, you like easy goers?
Easy goers.
You guys got to start. So we're all starting this together. This is a new journey that we're all going on together. You guys are gonna have to start pitching us
ideas,
ideas on what the new stuff is gonna be like.
We should set up like a Reddit or something.
Oh, we'll have a Reddit by the time.
Because that's a good place to see suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd love to see like what do people want to see out of a Patreon? Because we have some ideas now, but a lot of our ideas for Chuckle came from Chucklers.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
And,
so,
you know, we're going to run ads. We're going to have a Patreon because especially Emma and I need to make money, a living. So that's like part of the reason, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to love doing this, but it's also, it is a business venture.
Yeah. And we actually have no idea how well Take It Easy is going to do as a thing, because it's really, you know, with Chuckle, when it started, it was like me, Charlie, and Schlatt, who are all pretty decently sized YouTubers. And it was like pretty easy to run that because it was like, but then it's kind of like I have no idea how much, I don't know, like influencer power I have, so it's just me and Tucker.
One day I might be in your shoes with somebody else too.
No, don't say that.
Oh,
don't start a new podcast without me. This is indefinite.
I didn't say this one would have to end.
You and me.
Yeah, all right. What if I want to Moses?
Yeah.
No.
But yeah, we're really excited to get going on this. This is going to be an exciting new year, a new project. I mean, there's so many things that we're going to be able to do now with this that like were maybe not even possible with Chuckle Sandwich. Like, I know that I don't know how interested Tucker is in this, but I am interested in maybe like down the line when we've got like a good amount of episodes on our belt of doing like maybe a one-off live show kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where we like do something like we rent out a theater in LA and like have a bunch of people come to a live show. Let us know if you're interested in something like that, because that'd be kind of a fun thing. But yeah, I don't know. Should we end it here for that first episode? I mean, this is our legacy that we're putting in right here.
How's that spicy finger pizza sitting with you?
Oh, it's sitting good.
Sitting good.
It's sitting good. We did get a slice of spice
from our
that video will be out by now. the second channel video
plus
that I posted, that is Tucker and I.
Last Christmas.
Last year. It's a year old video. I've never taken that long to release a video like that before.
No, and it's nothing.
It's pre-fashion era.
Is that one?
I'm in like a terrible outfit. Terrible. Terrible.
Oh, it's pre. I think
it's pre-fashion era.
Yeah, you look like shit back then.
We're both heavier too.
Oh yeah, no, I'm lighter now than I've been since the Marine Corps.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. Maybe over the course of Take It Easy, we'll just see Tucker just like thinning out and I grow. I'm joking. I've started my.
Yeah, you've lost a little bit since the summer.
Does it look like I have?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
He's buttered up now.
I am buttered up, actually.
Although I've been eating like crap being home for the
holidays. Oh, my God. Yeah. The amount of like, I had so many of those like, you know that chocolate that comes in the little coins?
Yeah, the little gold thin coins.
Yeah. I didn't used to like that chocolate as a kid. I think they maybe changed the recipe for that chocolate or something. Because now,
is that all one manufacturer, or can anybody make a gold coin?
Well, I guess Trader Joe's makes it. Now that's where we get it from.
Well, Trader Joe's has good chocolate, right?
Yeah. So you have the Trader Joe's ones are really good. And I had like so much of that. I've had like, I felt like I could feel my teeth dissolving as I was with the amount.
I've had a lot of chocolate the last few days.
I know.
It's
hard
not to, because a lot of the chocolate around the holidays is good.
Yeah. Damn, man, now it's getting hot in here. Now it's getting hot.
Yeah, everybody laughed at me when I opened that window today. Everybody said, "What are you doing? What are you doing?"
Because it was just. When Tucker stayed at my place for the last Chuckle week, it was like for a couple weeks after I was finding new windows that had been opened.
You know? Like fresh air. What can I say?
I know. It was like Tucker would open every window he had access to.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And I was itching to open the ones I didn't have access to.
Yeah. He was like, let me in your room.
If Schlatt wasn't sleeping in your bedroom, I would have gone in there and opened the windows.
Yeah.
But he scares me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, when you're coming out to LA for the episode, what, three? Take it easy.
I get. We'll probably film a few in LA. I think we should film a few.
Well, a lot. Some of this just so you guys know, some of this podcast is going to be remote. A lot of it is going to be remote. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Like it'll be like Chuckle Sandwich in many ways, except the in-person stuff will probably happen more frequently.
More frequently, but not at the scale that.
Yeah. We're looking to get.
Chuckle Week is not sustainable.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
Who's that?
Who is that?
Oh, we getting a cameo?
I think we're about to get kicked out of the basement.
Are we getting a cameo senior. From my father? You want to come in?
I want to say hi to the people looking you up on LinkedIn.
Hi, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Well, give him the mic. Say hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
This is my father.
Merry Christmas.
This is Ted Nivison Sr.
The
original Ted Nivison.
The original, right.
Yeah. Who's retiring soon.
That's right.
And he has been asking me to get involved
I'm going to get a job with Ted.
Take it easy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You got a nice new truck.
I do. Got a new Tacoma.
Yeah, I wouldn't give
it's
his.
Not that used. Though.
I wouldn't give his back, so that he had to get his own.
That's right. I kept asking for it, and he wouldn't give it back to me.
Yeah, I know. I was like, no, never. So now he's got that. Sorry, the window's open right now. It was getting hot in here.
That's all right.
Ted's having hot flashes.
No, he's I'm not having hot flashes.
Closing it open and closing
no.
it.
No.
What are you doing? What are you talking about?
We're just talking. Well, we were talking about how. We were talking about how eventually you're going to die, and then we're going to have
fun.
To be, well, I mean,
wow.
I'm just trying to be realistic here, father of mine, you know, while we talked about mom's ordeal with the laundry.
I heard that upstairs, and I heard you talking about that.
Yeah, was she cringing up there?
I don't think she heard it.
Oh, really?
Are you going to tell her?
No, I'm not going to tell her.
But we were talking about how eventually Emily's, it's the season tickets are under Emily's name.
Ted wants him.
Well, in California.
Well, yeah, I'll pay for him. I'll be the money bags for it, and then Tucker will help me get him sold off, and he'll take some, and then like it'll be, and he's got plenty of family that would buy tickets too. So
this plan is developed in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, no,
I like the plan.
Oh, yeah, no, it's
all right. I was about to start playing defense
because she's my number one child.
Yeah. She is in more of the pictures around here.
She's my firstborn.
Yeah, and
she's not
only daughter.
The question is she going to be able to pay for that every year and take care of the selling them off and stuff?
Well, I'm sure you can help.
Oh, so now I'm being expected to help. They should be under my name. Hey, Dad, what is this guy right here?
That guy? I don't know who that guy is. That's Mr. Bill.
It's Ted's, right?
That's Mr. Bill.
No, it's not. Tucker's trying to convince everyone
it's
on the podcast that this
so
is
dirty.
My toy growing up, and it's Saoirse's. It's the dogs.
It's a dog toy.
Squeeze it. Squeeze it.
Come on. You're killing me.
Yeah, that's like the thing that Saoirse would chase after,
it's a
right?
dog toy, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
But you can edit that part out.
Sure. No, don't edit. Emma, keep it in or I'm firing you.
It's my podcast, too, so.
Well, then I'm half firing you.
Yeah, you don't have full control here anymore.
Dude, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Are you going to work right now? Are you going in your office?
No, I'm going to get some dog food.
Oh, okay.
Frozen dog food.
Nice.
So our dog goes to heaven.
She's got nice dog food. She's staying alive.
Tess went to heaven.
Tess is in the backyard.
Yeah, no, she's well, in the backyard heaven. In the hole. Yeah, no, my childhood dog Tess. Yeah, no, she died in the winter. So she died in the winter and
chipping away.
She was euthanized at home, and my dad kept the dog on our porch for like 3 months
in an Amazon box
and because my parents use the porch, it's like an open air porch that gets very very cold. It's winter in Massachusetts, so they use it as a fridge, like a freezer. So my dad kept this dog frozen like this on its side until I got home so we could do a burial for
just
it.
Go out there.
And so I'm the one who lowered my childhood dog into the grave, and it's like an ice chip. It's like an ice chip. Like you could have like it, if you like you could have like held one of its legs and moved it around, it would have just been moved around like that. It was like frozen.
I made the hole big enough so I didn't have to break her legs to put her in.
Thanks.
That would have been.
Thank you for that.
Trauma.
Thanks for doing that.
Not breaking your legs. I didn't break your legs.
No, I'm glad. I'm glad you didn't have to break the dog's legs to get her in a grave.
Puzzled when you said thank you. I was like,
well, I know.
Is that really a hard thing to say thank you for?
It doesn't seem like something I would have felt like I needed to ask for.
I'm filling you with details.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on the pod, Dad. I appreciate it.
I think your time's up.
We can have you as a formal guest sometime. Do you want?
I gotta earn my salary somehow.
Yeah. He really wants to be like on the payroll, and I don't know how we're gonna involve him.
We're hoping there is a payroll. It's a gamble right now.
This is like the corner where my first computer was when I was making
when
my
I
first
met
YouTube
you,
videos.
That's
yeah.
how it was.
We watch porn on the computer.
Oh days. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sick. All my right, porn yeah, computer. I think your time's up. I can't take any more. I can't hear that. That's gross.
I think it
it's
was
a bad image.
Now he was making a reference to an earlier conversation that like it would. This isn't
between you and your father?
Well, no, I was like, I made a joke to him earlier where I was like, I watch porn on this computer. I told him this like yesterday.
Oh, I thought he just,
no,
he
no,
found that out
no,
organically.
No, he's making a reference.
He walked in and he went, oh, God.
No, he's making a reference to something I let him in on. I let him in on info the other day. All right, well, thank you guys so much for watching this first episode of Take It Easy, and make sure to follow us on Spotify. If you're an audio listener, love you to death. Follow us on Spotify. Rate us 5 stars on all the audio platforms. Make sure you're subscribed to all the stuff. We're launching a new project right now, guys. We hope you join us for this journey. We love you to death. Smooches to you. And as always,
take it easy.